Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Wow, here we are again. And it's strange around the old post office tonight, and you know what makes it that way? Miss Message isn't here. I don't know where she is. Don't worry, though. We're going to be working on that. We'll take care of that soon. Meanwhile, I have really got to get to work and straighten up around here. You know, when you close up a post office at Christmas time and don't open it up again for almost a whole year, well, things get a little dusty around the place. And I've got to get my broom out and my dust cloth and my little spray dust things here and get things nice and neat, because we want to be all straightened up and ready when the big bags of mail arrive. In Santa Claus's post office, we receive the letters that you write to Santa Claus, and we read them on the air. That's the way that we all sort of share in the Christmas spirit. And then we pack them in a special mail bag and hang it on the hook outside the post office door. And during the night, I don't know exactly when, Santa's courier, Sam the Postal Elf, you remember him? Sam comes by and he gets the mail. He's a busy elf because he does that in Santa's post offices all over the world. Well, so if you live within the sound of my voice and you want to write a letter to Santa Claus, you go right ahead. And when you get it done, you can take it to the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. There's a special mailbox right there in the lobby, all decorated up and Christmassy. If you miss that because the office is closed, you don't need to worry, because you can put it in the deposit slot outside. What's this? You say you don't know exactly how to go about writing a letter to Santa Claus? Who ever heard of such thing? Most of the people who write letters to Santa Claus, if they can't quite make the letters themselves, get mother or get an older sister or brother to do the writing. But usually they got the words straight anyway. Well, let me give you a couple of ideas here. Here's one from Timmy. And Timmy writes, "Dear Santa, I've been a very good little boy this year. Please bring me a tape recorder, a police uniform, numbers up game, a crane, and some clothes. And please be good to all little boys and girls." And says Timmy, "I will leave you some milk and cookies on the kitchen table." See, that's the way they write them. Here's one from April. "Dear Santa Claus," now listen to this. This sounds sort of like a little poem. "I've been a good girl, as good as a girl can be. So I'm quite sure, dear Santa Claus, that you'll be coming soon. Dear Santa Claus," writes April, "I want a baby wet and care, and what you call, it's a baby bath." Well, that's a very nice letter from April. What else here? Here's another letter. This one is from Stephen. Stephen says, "Dear Santa," and he's printed this himself, "Dear Santa, please bring me a race car track that does U-turns with some cars and a checker set and the board." Stephen is going to play some games. Now, you've got the idea now, haven't you? Here's one from Amy who says, "Dear Santa, please bring me a pair of roller skates and a dollhouse. I'm 7 years old, and I've been really good. Thank you. Love, Amy." Now, see, that should give you a good idea. So get to work on your letters. Hey, have you noticed how it really is beginning to look like Christmas is coming? First of all, it's cold out there, and that makes you think of Christmas and cozy times at home. Second, you can walk around the streets in town, and there's a lighted creche in front of the Methodist Church, and the Christmas lights are up along Main Street, and the beautiful Memorial Christmas tree was lit last night in Spotswood Plaza, and it'll remind us of our loved ones all season long. You can see signs in windows reminding you of special things that are coming, concerts and pageants and so on. And, of course, the store windows are all decorated with Christmas gift ideas. Well, the more you look around, the more you see to get you in the spirit of Christmas. I sort of rambled on here tonight. Let me get these letters in the bag. Not too many tonight, so Sam will have a light load. There, I guess that's all done. Well, I guess that's about it for tonight. I'll get back tomorrow, and we'll be waiting for your letter. Oh, by the way, I'm going to ask Phil Goodwin if he'll play some Christmas music following our program, and that'll help us get more in the Christmas spirit. I'll see you later on. Good night.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.